Very exciting for the fans, that's for sure. For the neutral, always great games. For the one that's got some affiliation to any club, they're quite nervy times, of course they are. But they're great games. They're, you know, the terrific games. There's always a brilliant atmosphere to them. You know, both legs. And I don't know if the supporters of Womanage will be any different when we go to Stevenage.
Are the games that players and managers can enjoy?
I'm not too sure enjoy is the right adjective, in fairness, but, you know, we go down because we deserve to be there, you know, so you have to try to a certain extent to get some enjoyment out of it. But that's all about result now. It's not about performance, it's about, you know, getting through to the final if we possibly can.
Have you had to pick the players up this week? Missing out on automatic promotion, which was the ambition, has there had to be that message to the players?
I think in normal circumstances it would, but I think, you know, the fact that we've had such a good season and accumulated so many points and been quite unlucky, really. You know, unlucky that, you know, another two teams have been a little bit more consistent than we have, you know, by 3 points, if you like. And it's been fine lines all the way through the season, of course it has. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't have a couple of results at the end of the season that we needed. But you know, the run that we've been on as well, you know, I think the run the last, you know, 8, 9, 10 games have been very, very good. You know, so we can't ignore that fact that we're going into the game in good form.
Does it concern you at all, though, that these last 3 games you haven't won and no. They have picked up victories in
that? No, it doesn't concern me whatsoever, no. I think the fact that we're going into a level play field now, you know, it doesn't matter whatever the results were at the end. They've come off some good results, you know, and we have to a certain degree. But it's a cup tie. It's a one-off game. You know, we'll play it. We'll play like it's 90 minutes. You know, to make sure we're in the round for the next one. Although it's on Monday, the second round, if you like, but or the second leg, or whichever way you want to look at it. But the first game is very important to us. You know, we want to make sure it's very much alive. The second game.
What do you make of the format? Because you finished 17 points clear of Stevenage in the league table. I mean, everybody knows what the situation is at the start of the season, but. Do you like the playoffs? I mean, is it fair?
Of course it's fair. You know, I think we're all accustomed to that. You know, we know that, you know, if we were in their position, we'd think it was fantastic. So we can't be hypocritical and suggest that it's not fair, because it is fair. You know, we know if you're on the top two, you fight for the third place, and that's where we are at the moment.
Is there some advantage for them, though? I mean, people always talk about this. The team that have just got in there, the sixth spot, the team that's actually pleased to be in the playoffs as opposed to the team that wanted to be in the top two?
Yeah, there's always that suggestion, of course there is, and rightly so, I think. You know, I think Stevenage have had a fantastic season, and to pip, you know, the likes of Carlisle and Notts County right at the death, it was brilliant for them. So they'll be very buoyed by that. But we know how our season's gone ourselves, and we know how good we've played and how well we can play. Just got now concentrated into the 2 games.
Did you prepare anything differently this week at all?
Not a great deal, I don't suppose. No, I think it's been a bit of up in the air who we would play, you know, should we get in the playoffs over the last few weeks. So, you know, we've been out and about watching all the games and looking at all the teams we had a possibility of playing. So now this week, you know, it's slightly changed a bit because we can focus on one. And that is Stevenage. So, but apart from that, the preparation has been very similar.
You've had to be mentally strong at different stages in this season. I think of that run where it was 4 games in a row that you played after Sheffield Wednesday. They asked the question, you answered. So you're well versed in that. How much is it going to need mental strength in this tie to get to Wembley?
If, I tell you, like I said before, because it becomes nervy times, it's who holds the nerves the best. And we've shown in many, many occasions that, you know, the tough games have been put in front of us, we've come through them. You know, there's no reason why that can't continue from our point of view. Listen, we know we're in a very tough game, and I'd like to think that they hold a bit of respect to us as well, that they think they're in a tough game. To think it's going to be one-sided either side is a bit, how can I say, a little bit a lack of understanding, I suppose, because it will be nip and tuck.
For weeks this season, we talked about the strength and depth that you had up front, and now you've had a situation where you've lost strikers. Can you quite believe how it's worked out at this crucial stage in the season?
No, I think we've been quite unlucky, as you can understand. But like I say, you don't get your head down and feel sorry for yourself, because that's the root of all defeat, you know. And we have to make sure that, from our point of view, we're still very buoyed and going into it. We've still got very good players at the club, you know. And if they weren't, they wouldn't be part of the squad. Unfortunately, some players have not had the opportunities as often as they would have liked. But this is what a great time to get an opportunity now. It's absolutely brilliant.
Have you got enough firepower to win promotion?
I don't see any reason why we haven't. I don't see any reason why you can state the fact that you know, we haven't got the strikers who can hit the back of the net. We've seen beginning of the season, we've seen the end of the season. You know, when certain strikers weren't available, but we've come up goods there and we scored goals. So there's no reason why that should be in anybody's mind.